views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Well, we are in for a ride today here on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher. And well, we're here to discuss issues and ideas that can transform your life. It is time to cut through the noise and get straight to the point about issues that you care about. And today, well, we have a great show lined up for you. Back in 2006, I had the privilege of kicking off my speaking career in Dallas, Texas, Big D. And I'll never forget, a very dear friend of mine suggested that if you want to be great, follow in the lead of great people. And then she said, check out Vince Pacente. He's one of the best. Well, she was right. Vince is a powerful force to be reckoned with. He wows audiences from coast to coast and internationally. Vince has captured the attention of people literally worldwide. So I have to start off with, I know this is radio, but if you haven't seen Vince in person, if you ever have the opportunity, you need to do that. Vince has a powerful story and a beginning that will keep you on the edge of your seat, literally. Now, I have to say this, radio is great, but it really can't come close to the visual ride that Vince takes his audiences on as he captures their imagination and attention. Vince Pacente is the CEO of the Goal Acceleration Institute and is frequently invited to help organizations dedicated to reach big goals in less time. His talent as a master communicator includes his formula used to go from, listen to this now, recreational skier to Olympian in 4 years. And we've got to talk about that, because that to me is amazing. You know, we've just finished the Winter Olympics, and I can't imagine how that took place. So that'll be fun. But as a New York Times bestselling author on the topics of reaching goals fast, Vince combines his signature wit and wisdom with a high-energy message for corporate and association events. He is one of the most in-demand speakers in the world. So to help us answer some of those pesky life questions, And to get straight to the point here on Straight Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome my friend and guest, Vince Pacente. Vince, it is great to have you on the show.
Well, I'm thrilled to spend time with you, Chuck, and also the listeners as well. Let's get after it. Let's get some traction here.
All righty. Well, listen, I'd love to start the conversation about your New York Times bestselling book, The Age of Speed. But first, I've got to ask you to share with our audience a bit about your background. Especially from recreational skier to Olympian in 4 years, how's that possible?
Well, when you consider that I was the second chair clarinet player in our high school band, there was definitely a slow learner capacity in my world, because I just didn't quite figure it out for years. I mean, I remember seeing the opening ceremonies on TV, the Montreal Games. I was 14 years old. And you know those moments in your life, it's just where you're captivated. And that opening ceremonies, the electricity was coming out of the TV. I mean, the athletes marching for their countries. And I thought, that would be the coolest thing. How cool would it be to be an Olympic athlete? And the seed was planted, but that was it. And it wasn't until 12 years later that I kind of woke up and said, if you don't commit to something, if you don't engage, it's not going to happen. You know what I'd done? I had a friend in high school had passed away, and man, I was 16 years old. She was 17 years old. Her name was Jill Kudrick.
Hmm.
And to listen to the eulogies as a teenager, and I know we can all relate to this. As teens, we thought we'd live forever.
Right.
But the sense of immortality set in, and I thought, well, wait a minute. It might not last forever. So I started to realize you got to do everything at least once. So I was doing all sorts of things, like skydiving and hang gliding and diving with sharks. And not because I was like a bucket list. I call it the what shows up list, right?
Okay.
And so the answer is always yes. If something shows up, say yes. And so at one point, Lou showed up. I was living in Canada. And I said, yes, I'll give it a shot. And then this seed that had been planted at 14 started to, you know, grow, and I started to realize, wait a minute, I could be in the Olympic Games in luge. Until the coach of the national team told me in no uncertain terms that there wasn't a chance I was going to make the Olympic team, and that why not try it for 9 years from now instead of five, you know. And so I quit. I quit luge, and then ended up watching the luge event or the opening ceremonies in Calgary, and then realized I'd made a mistake, you know, that I hadn't committed. I'm not saying I know I would have made the luge team, but I watched buddies of mine marching in the opening ceremonies, and it was this realization at 26 years old, unless you commit, it's not going to happen. And so I put together a very detailed program, and over time that evolved and became very dedicated to mental training, and then competed in the Olympics in Albertville in a sport called speed skiing. Which my fastest speed, the national record for, I don't know, years, was 135 miles an hour.
On the skis.
Yeah. And so since the Olympics, and because I went from recreational skier to Olympian in such a short period of time, I became fascinated with the topic of speed and how to accelerate goals, and have since then become a student of that, and then written six books, and really it's been a fun ride in sharing how we can get further, faster, and enjoy the ride along the way.
Well, that's incredible. Number one, I always love the intro for the live audiences, because, boy, talking about capturing that imagination. You must have some fascination, however, with speed, because, I mean, you know, skydiving, 135 miles an hour on two things strapped to your legs. That's kind of amazing. But, Vince, you did write the New York Times bestselling book, The Age of Speed. So, and that's one of your latter books. So tell me, what was the motivation to write that book?
It actually started with this whole realization that we want things to happen faster for us. Like, we want faster service, we want faster delivery, we want faster, you know, Wi-Fi, everything. We want things to happen faster for us, but we don't want to go faster. So we're in the age of speed, where everything's going faster, yet everybody's sitting around going, or complaining, or realizing, hey, this is going too fast. And the speed of change is overwhelming. What do I do? And so part of the genesis of this book came out of, I was teaching my daughter to ride a bicycle. And if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I give two-word advice: keep pedaling.
Right.
But if you think of the human psyche, do we want to go fast first, or do we want to have balance first? And that's why learning to ride a bicycle is difficult, because we want balance before anything. That's our instinct. That's our human nature. Yet in order to get balance, you have to pick up speed. And in the age of speed, to be able to pick up speed has a realm of things that would influence that to work for you, so that you do enjoy it more. And I'm going to say this real quick. The book, I got reviews on the book from reviewers that clearly didn't read the book, because they got this notion that I don't want my life to go faster, and that's not what it's about. Unless I wrote a crappy book, the point is that in a world. world that's going faster and faster, how can we actually enjoy this discretionary time that appears along the way instead of filling it up with more busy work and feeling like we have to go faster? So there is an art to going fast and feeling like you're slow at the same time. It's almost like riding in the inside of a BMW or a Lexus or, you know, a Cadillac, where in the car it's quiet and you're listening to Maroon 5 and you're tapping your fingers to the steering wheel. Yet outside, if you're standing by the road, standing still, not moving, this car going by would like that. It would be chaos around you. So how can we have that experience in our lives?
Wow, you know, I have to say, and I have read the book, but I really like the analogy that in order to find balance, you have to go fast, or at least you have to have a certain amount of speed to get there. And I really don't think that many people connect those two things together. And you're absolutely right. The analogy of the car is a wonderful analogy because in fact, once you find that certain speed, that comfort level, then it really is balanced. And sure enough, we have more time. In many cases, we just get caught up in what I call mind sleep, where we just feel like we have to do something, and we miss the value that balance brings to us.
Yeah, and we got to constantly keep checking in. I mean, I wrote the freaking book on it, and a few months after it was released, I was at Albertsons. I made a deal with my wife. I said, I'll do everything. I'll do anything. The one thing I just don't want to do is go grocery shopping. I just hate it. So I was at Albertsons picking up groceries, and there were three lines, and they were, about six people deep on all of them. I mean, we all showed up at the same time, seemingly, and I looked to the right, and there was a self-checkout kiosk. Now, this is like five years ago, but nobody was in that line. Nobody was going through self-checkout, and I'd written a book, and I went, wait a minute, and I went through the book, the self-checkout. I'd never done it. I mean, I went, doop, 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 and it was done. And then I had, well, let's say, 10 extra minutes. Now, the impulse in the age of speed is to fill that discretion, that extra time, with more busy work. Well, that means I can get this done. You know, PDAs have facilitated all sorts of efficiency, but we're filling it with more busy work or, I mean, social media. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
And so on the drive home, then I went, wait a minute, I'm going to make a conscious decision to pull my daughter aside and take her. She'd been asking me over and over to go to the dog park with our dog, Annie. And so I said, hey, do you want to take Annie to the dog park? And her eyes lit up, and she said, yes. And so when we make a conscious decision to use that time we've saved in the age of speed, then we're enjoying life and connecting with people more. That is the point.
That is the point. And my guest is Vince Pacente. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a few, and you will not want to miss the rest of this show. Straight Talk Radio with Chuck Gallagher. Join us in just a few.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Well, this is Chuck Gallagher, and we're with Straight Talk Radio. And if you're just joining us, my guest is Vince Pacente. He is an international speaker and author and a man who is a thought leader when it comes to dealing with change and the speed of change. And we've spent some time here in the early part of the show talking about his new book, The Age of Speed. And Vince, you obviously use a lot of business examples in the book, but yet I get the clear impression that the principles that apply to work in business also apply to work in your personal life. So did you intend it to be kind of both?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is such a blend happening today. Just the dynamics of our lifestyles is where at work we're arranging kids' stuff or, you know, doctor's appointments or get the dog to the laundromat or whatever it's called. And then when we're home, we're on the, you know, we've got our PDAs, our iPhones, and we're working on stuff, maybe sometimes 11, 12 at night. And so this overlap is happening everywhere. And on top of that, I think like most of us are very curious about what makes us tick. Why do we do what we do? And so my life's work has been able to say, why do we do what we do and how can we do that better? And I'm on the path with everybody else. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out with the rest of us, but very much made a student of that dynamic.
Well, there's, you know, not only change, but the speed of change. And I have to say, I'm amazed at what's changed in the past 5 years. And it's kind of hard to grasp just how dramatic change will be for all of us in the next five.
Yeah.
So from your perspective in our age of speed, how are people dealing with the speed of change?
Yeah. Well, if you're listening in on this, you're going to fit into one of four categories. And we've all done all four of these over time. So just know that as we lead to the fourth one, this is the one that seems to be most optimum. But the first is the Zeppelin, and that's the individual, or a company for that matter, that resists any kind of change or the speed of change. The Zeppelin was a company that didn't work out so well, obviously. You know, a recent example of a Zeppelin corporately would be Kodak. I mean, geez. They own the image industry. I mean, they owned it. And they even invented the digital camera, but they were a Zeppelin. They had their arms folded, and they said, on our terms. And then, you know, they go bankrupt. I mean, 35,000 people out of work, families. I mean, it's such a massive detriment to have that I-know-it-all mentality. And we know that, but there are times we've done that. The second profile that we could show up as is to be a balloon. And that's the individual or company that just wants to float along. That's your typical trial and error. What happens, happens. I'll just organically, whatever goes. And the balloons can actually check out. They can actually check out of society altogether. I mean, I packed 4 years of education into 6 years. And at one point, with all this stress of going to college, I decided to take a year off and became a balloon. I just traveled around the world and visited, backpacked, and it was just an amazing year. So what a wonderful thing to be a balloon, especially in the world of the age of speed. The third profile, and this is the one that's almost celebrated in America and a lot of the Western world, is the bottle rocket. And the bottle rocket is a person or company that love speed, execution. It's all about execution. Make it happen fast. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, the king of that would have been Dell Computers. I mean, they had tours of their facilities on how they quickly they did supply chain management and how they executed so fast. But a bottle rocket is a firework that just takes off. You don't exactly know where it's going to go, and then it blows up. And, you know, Dell was the number one computer maker, and now it's not. It's playing catch-up because they only focused on speed and not the balance necessary to sustain the ability, I should say, to be able to harness this and be able to be in control. You know, that story I opened with about my daughter riding a bicycle, I mean, once she got the balance on this bike, she picked up speed. She was like, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, I got it!" And then, bam! She ran right in the back of the Tahoe because she wasn't looking. You know, so we we can embrace speed, but unless we harness it, then it's a huge issue. So the fourth profile is the jet, and that's the individual or company that has these three qualities in the book, The Age of Speed, which is alignment, agility, and aerodynamics. So you're one of those four profiles, and to be aligned, to be agile, to be aerodynamic or efficient is the way to have that lifestyle we all want, which is to feel like we're not overwhelmed, that we're feeling like we have some sense of control. And overwhelmed, as you know, with your speaking, every single audience we speak to, I mean, you could see it in their eyes. People are just overwhelmed. You know, there's just a ton on their plate.
You know, I really like the analogies that you use to kind of define us. I have to say I'm a little humored by it because, you know, whenever you said the balloon, I thought, you know, that's my son, or one of them. I have two. And he's just kind of floating along right now, which absolutely drives his parents crazy because we're like, dude, you're missing the point. But, you know, like you said, you took a year off and backpacked and did whatever, and you're no worse off for it. So it would appear that you could be one of these, but yet recognize, maybe I'm in a place that is not going to give me maximum opportunity or output. So if you find yourself as a Zeppelin or a balloon or a bottle rocket, how do you change?
Well, I think, what's the Alcoholics Anonymous, where they say admission is the first step, or...
Right.
You have a problem?
Right.
I don't know. I haven't tried the alcoholism thing. Anyway, the whole notion of saying, hey, wait a minute, I've got my arms folded here. I'm being resistant. I am not being curious. And so those three things, if you can focus on first alignment, to find out, being aligned is about having such clarity of what your emotional quotient is. And you find that emotional quotient, which is a thought that creates a physical reaction, where you think about accomplishing or building something, being part of something, and that thought alone gives a physical reaction. That's an indication of alignment. And then staying in that mode of alignment is also contagious with other people.
Yeah, it is fascinating. And of course, I'm sure you've seen it, especially in the sports world, and you've had a really unique opportunity that most people never have to connect with some of these folks. But, you know, if you're aligned, or I guess some people would call it in the zone, boy, that's contagious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't help but pick up on it. I was at the dentist one day, and he had this fish tank, and I thought, well, that'd be cool to get one of those. So I Googled, you know, saltwater tanks, and up pops Dallas North Aquarium. So you call this number, and the owner of the company, this guy's name is John Holcomb, said something about saltwater fish. He said, oh, you're going to love these fish. And I'm thinking, get a life, pal. I mean, it's just sushi swimming around. And he says, well, you got to come down to the store. And I said, I do? He says, no, you have to come down. What are you doing right now? I said, well, I guess I can come down. So I got to the store, and this John Holcomb guy was vibrating. I mean, he loved fish. I walked out of that store 35 minutes later holding a $3,000 receipt that I put on my American Express for fish tanks. I mean, it was the craziest thing, because I went in there not knowing what was going on, but it was so contagious, his alignment, his emotional buzz around that fish, that then becomes something worth paying attention to, because if somebody has that, not only are they aligned, other people pick up on it.
Wow, that's true. Okay, so now you had the three. If you're the jet, go back over for our listeners the three components. Alignment was the first. The second?
The second is agility. And agility... I'm going to diverge from the book, The Age of Speed, a little bit, because agility, it's so competitive in the marketplace today. The internet has facilitated so much competition everywhere that you need to change how you compete. And having the experience of raced in the Olympics, or getting to the Olympics for that matter, my competition wasn't locally or nationally. In order to race for your country, you have to be ranked, in Canada at least, top 16 in the world. So if you change your mindset of who your competition is, it's not a company, it's not an organization, it is an individual. And in this case, it were the top 15 guys in the world were my competition. And they've been racing since they were 5 years old. So what I'm asking your listeners to think about or to do is, instead of trying to do what those top 15 people are not doing, do what they're not willing to do. Because they may have a head start on you. They may have been racing since they're 5 years old, if you, metaphorically. And so if you can do what the competition is not willing to do, you will discover things the competition hasn't thought of. That makes you very agile in a changing landscape, and the landscape's changing so fast that this agility becomes even more important in accomplishing that.
You know, Vince, do what the competition is unwilling to do, I think, is incredibly powerful. And before we come back from this next break, I want our listeners to understand we're talking with Vince Pacente, an international speaker and author, a man who is a thought leader, a New York Times bestselling author. And we've been talking about his book, The Age of Speed. And by the way, let me mention, you can sign up for his weekly 70-second e-brief by visiting his website, www.vincepacente.com, and let me spell that. It's VincePosCente, POSCENTE.com. Stay with us here on Straight Talk Radio. This is Chuck Gallagher, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Vince, and we're going to talk some more about the age of speed and some other ideas that might help our listeners actually transform their lives. Stay with us.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and I am thrilled today to have Vince Pacente, an international speaker and author, as my guest. We have been talking about Vince's book, The Age of Speed, and we've got a lot to really get into. I'm amazed at how quick this has gone, Vince. I'm having a great time. And I do want to mention, as I said, as we ended up our last break, you might want to go to Vince's e-brief. It's a 70-second e-brief. And you visit his website, vincepacente.com, VincePosCente.com. And right before the second break, you made a comment, and it really resonates with me. I'm a person who says in presentations that every choice has a consequence. And having been the a perpetrator of some really dumb choices and experienced the consequences from them, I know that to get my life back on track, I absolutely am convinced that the only way that was going to happen was to be willing to do what other people were unwilling to do. And, you know, I know from personal example, if in fact you do that, there is nowhere to go but up. And you mentioned that the jet. Now, you had several examples in the Age of Speed, but you said the jet was the optimum way to thrive more, faster now in the world. You mentioned two components of that. Let's go to the third. First was alignment, second agility, and the third?
Is aerodynamics. Now, a jet is aligned, obviously. A jet is agile, but it is absolutely aerodynamic. And think of aerodynamics in your life as eliminating drag. If you are more efficient, then you will get things done faster, this isn't a world of just about speed. It's because often in the past, speed was associated with poor quality. Well, now that's not the case. If you get me something fast, that's my minimum expectation. And if it's a quality thing, that's why I paid you. So in the days gone, it was, if you want it fast, the quality is not going to be there, or the price is going to go up. Everybody wants it fast, they want the quality there, and they want it for the best price. And if you can't provide that, the internet is the great equalizer. And, you know, there's something I heard called the Yelpification of our world. You know, I just had my transmission changed on my car, and because it was an older car, there was no warranty on it, and I absolutely got annihilated by this company that starts with two A's and ends with McCo. Anyway, these guys, it's absolutely mind-boggling how the price was high, the speed was low, and the quality of the service. I mean, I was just so put off by these guys that I went on Yelp. I don't want to take a shot at a business, but, you know, I'm going to go to Yelp and say, whatever it takes, avoid these people. This was my experience, and you go there, go in eyes wide open. That great equalizer means that we need to be able to eliminate those things that cause drag. And so let's think of drag in two ways. There's micro drag, and you know, it's funny, I thought of this after I wrote the book, so I'm glad you're listening in on this, is micro drag are the things that on a daily basis, and you'll see this in the book about interruptions and multitasking. You know, here's some statistics for you. We spend, we are interrupted on average 11 minutes into any task. This is the average in the U.S. and Canada. And to get back on task takes 30 minutes if you get back on task at all. In other research found that 80% of interruptions are of little or no value. If you anticipate interruptions lasting, let's say, 10 minutes, last year, Chuck, you spent 744 hours on interrupted time of little or no value.
Wow.
Listen very carefully. Your listener right now spent 744 hours of interrupted time of little or no value. So if we want to be more efficient and eliminate drag, figure out how to manage those interruptions. And if you're in a position or a job where it's all about interruptions, also know that micro drag has something to do with multitasking. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're on the operating table and Dr. Gene Curry is operating on you. You've got something to do with one of your bones in your feet, right?
Okay.
Well, this guy specializes in broken bones in the feet. I think there's a term for that. And
yeah, broken bones in the feet, but that's okay.
And so I play men's hockey. And I was out there, and I stopped a slap shot with my foot, and it broke my first metatarsal. And the x-ray, I mean, they gave me the x-ray, and I looked at it and went, yep, that's broken. But the nurse said she had to walk it down to Dr. Gene Curry and ask him what he wanted to do, how to proceed. So now, Now, if you're a fan of multitasking and you want to defend multitasking, but you're now on the operating table and he's about to look at my x-ray, are you still a fan of multitasking?
Yeah.
Not so much.
No, absolutely. You're right.
Yeah, what he did was he was in a very significant activity, which was working on you. And what he had to do was finish what he was doing to make sure everything was stable, then turn and go over to that x-ray, look at it, and say, yes, it's displaced. We're going to have to pin plate it and pin it, book him for 2 weeks from now. And then he stopped what he was doing with the x-ray, came back to you, refocused, picked up where he knew he had to pick up, and then went from there. And so multitasking is not about doing two significant things at the same time. It's absolute attention on one thing, and then turn your attention to the other. And if everybody's nodding, go, oh, I get that. Well, how about this? Have you ever been on a conference call? And there's many people on the conference call, and then you see something on your screen, you go, oh, that email, I've been waiting for that. So you click it, you start reading the email, and then you hear this. So, Chuck, what do you think?
Yeah, I've had that happen. Oh, that is not good.
Yeah, oh, it's embarrassing. And you just go, ah, oh, can you repeat the question? You know, so if you mitigate the damage from interruptions and you actually reframe multitasking, you've taken two giant leaps forward in eliminating drag on the micro level. And very quickly, the macro level is about... Well, let's say, put it this way. When fear is high and confidence is low, that creates a gap. So let's look at the economy we just came through, or somebody that was afraid of losing their job or whatever. If they have high fear and low confidence, then that gap between those two impedes performance. And when performance is impeded, it goes down. When performance is down, your results are down. So what we've always done in the past is looked at our results and say, you know what, I need better results, so I just need to do things differently. I need better performance. You have to go back to the gap between fear and confidence and flip that. You have to have high confidence and low fear. And a very, very quick solution on that is a simple decision prior to every race run. And this is what I learned in ski racing. Is I found that if I just decided, even though it was terrifying to think I was about to ski at 125 miles an hour, or 135 in that case in the Olympics, I made a decision prior to every race run to have fun. I just thought, I'm going to have fun. I'm just going to have fun. And it, that mindset set it up where it flipped the gap of fear and confidence, where fear became low and confidence was high, in a mental state, then performance goes up and results go up. So that's worth remembering that one.
You know, that's absolutely true, Vince. I really like the idea of fear and confidence, and I think that's important for the listeners to kind of connect with, because you're absolutely right. You know, when the recession hit, confidence was low, fear was high, and there were lots of people who lost lots of things, money and investments and their 401k and so forth. And yet those people who were confident that, you know, every time that the ocean comes in and the ocean goes out, well, you know that there's going to ultimately be a shift the other way. So those people who acted confidently in the recession have turned out to have some incredible results today. Disney is one of the examples of that.
Yeah, well, look at Warren Buffett. When the recession hit and all these companies were bargain basement, what did he do? He didn't get catatonic. He was buying stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what he's buying right now? He's buying publishing companies. Think about it. I mean, the confidence in publishing is like, oh, there's no money in print, and we got to sell, and mayday, mayday, get off the ship. And Warren Buffett goes, thank you very much. And you watch, in 5-10 years from now, how that's going to work out for him and Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, have confidence is to say, well, just have confidence. Well, confidence comes from experience. Well, if we don't have experience with a 5-year recession, you know, then of course we're going to have impeded confidence. and we're going to be tentative or whatever. So it is this stretch that's absolutely necessary, and it's putting everybody uncomfortable, but it is the antithesis of overwhelm. If you can just engage, if you start to move forward, and you are aligned, you are agile, and you are aerodynamic, you know, this plays out, you know, this... You and I both together, I mean, we've had some accomplishments in our lives, but it wasn't overnight. I mean, it was just a constant drip of being able to stay the course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to go to break here in just a minute, but I had an interesting conversation with a neighbor the other day. She said she insisted on writing notes and letters and using the postal service. She said, you know, those are nice people who work for the post office, and if we don't use the system, they might lose their jobs, and she didn't want that to happen. Now, I have to say, I admire her compassion, but I thought to myself, wait a minute, there are so many disruptive things taking place with robotics and changes in technology and writing books and publishing, as you mentioned, even how we're able to create this radio show. All that being true, it caused me to think about how many people can so easily become displaced or unemployed because life has moved past their skill set. So we're going to go to break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. And when we come back, my guest is Vince Pacente. And we've been talking about the book, The Age of Speed. But Vince, we're going to veer away from that a little bit. Perhaps talk about displacement and what people can do to really... work through the age of speed. So join me here on Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back from the break in just a minute.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Well, welcome back. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and my guest for this hour has been Vince Pacente, an international speaker and author, a man who is a thought leader when it comes to dealing with change and the speed of change. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote the book, The Age of Speed, and another book we're going to talk about in just a little bit called The Ant and the Elephant. I think you'll find that to be interesting. But for anybody that has an interest in someone that absolutely captivates audiences, visit his website, vincepacente.com, VincePosCente, vincepacente.com. And Vince, thanks for joining us. Before we went to break, I shared a brief story about my neighbor who is concerned about, I'm going to say, keeping the status quo. She wants to continue to use technologies that are slowly becoming obsolete because she's concerned that, well, people could lose their jobs and they may not be able to replace them. So in our age of speed, how do we talk to people who are, well, maybe let's say baby boomers that all of a sudden find, well, gosh, what I've been doing no longer is needed or useful?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching TV, this was 4 years ago, And the newscast was about how people couldn't find jobs, and this guy got on there, and he had a lineup of people behind him, and he was just passionately going, "I can't find a job! I can't find a job! I've been trying to find a job, and I can't find a job!" And I was sitting there going, "We'll sell something!" I'm still cheesed about seeing that, because in this country alone, there are 20 million small businesses that are driving our economy. And these 20 million businesses can grow and provide more jobs for people as they move forward. And instead of being in the mindset of, I need to go find a job, sell something, create something. If your listeners are on there, I hope, and this is what I do with my coaching practice, as I help people develop this small business mentality. And you, if you don't have your own company, if you don't have a company ID, then get one, because then everything becomes a tax write-off. And then you're able to maybe grow something of significance where you have control of your life. And so this coaching stuff that I take people through is to be able to have this kind of small business mentality and create something, build something, sell something, be a part of something that you have control of, and that is the future of this country.
You know, Vince, I have to say, I absolutely agree with that. It's I've been in both worlds. I've been in the world of, we'll call it corporate America, where I'm an employee subject to the whims of those people who are senior to me. And I've been in my own business, and I'm in my own business today. And it's a world of difference whenever you control what's taking place in your life versus someone else who decides that, oh, well, in the interest of whatever, we're going to cut back and we no longer need your services. I can't no longer need my services because I'm the one that's creating the experience where those services are needed. Now, I got to ask you a question, and I think this is important for the folks who are listening to the show, Straight Talk Radio. You have on your website that you talk about coaching, you offer coaching, and it's getting big goals in short order. So tell us a little bit about how that coaching works. If somebody's listening to this show and they say, you know, man, I like that guy, and I need some help, how does that work for you?
Well, we the foundation of what we do is, as you referred to it earlier, the book The Ant and the Elephant. And The Ant and the Elephant is a 5-step process of clarifying your vision, committing to it, executing consistently, the 5 C's, creating confidence, we talked about that, and then the final C is control, how you maintain control leading into a sale or negotiation or a speech or just presentation, whatever, you want peak performance. So the ant and the elephant concept is being able to create this very clear vision of your emotional buzz. And so as we coach people through this, let's find out what lights you up. Is it making a difference in the world? Is it being able to be a part of something with a team? Is it being able to, security? Make it very specific where you see it, smell it, taste it, touch it, hear it, all 5 senses. So there's a whole thing surrounding that. And so we actually put on webinars. I got a free one. I don't know when the listeners will hear this, but the next one is April 1st at noon. You just go on my website and you'll be able to register for that. And then the other stuff that we do in the future with coaching sessions, and we do group coaching. So it really is, and I do executive coaching. I mean, I've coached CEOs of $6 billion companies to the chief of protocol at the White House. So there's some individual coaching. That's really expensive. But, if you got money, call us up.
Look, if you're going to get the best, you do have to pay for it, and I respect that. And obviously, in the book you wrote, The Ant and the Elephant, which, by the way, I think is just a classic title, I understand that that's really caught on, especially with some sports teams that are looking at using those processes that you have to really focus their vision on what they're able to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, I wrote the book in 2004, and I self-published it. And if you want a book to sit in your garage, just self-publish it. But this book has just got traction over the years. And I was reading Sports Illustrated. This is strange. It was about a year, maybe 2 years ago. And LeBron James was being interviewed about his transition from Cleveland to Miami. And he attributed his ability to be able to do that well to the book, The Ant and the Elephant. My eyes almost fell out of my head. I went, wait, what? And then I just heard yesterday that the head coach from the Dallas Cowboys is using The Ant and the Elephant with his team. So this book, let me give you a real quick synopsis of it. The ant is the metaphor for the conscious mind, and the elephant is a metaphor for the subconscious mind.
Right.
Research done by a guy named Dr. Lee Poulos out of Vancouver found that in a second of time, your conscious mind processes with 2,000 neurons, and your subconscious mind processes with 4 billion neurons. So we can consciously make a decision, but it's the subconscious mind that has to be engaged. 2,000 conscious in a second, 4 billion subconscious. The ratio between the conscious and subconscious is the exact same ratio between an ant and an elephant. And so your ant may say, hey, I want to go on a diet, but the subconscious mind goes, I don't think so. So, but think of this. If you had your ant and your elephant headed in the same direction, how much easier would life get? How much easier in a world of drastic change would things be? How much would it be almost like effortless that things would start to appear and happen and work for you? So create this alignment between your ant and the elephant, and it just gets so, so much easier.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And, you know, I do completely understand the circumstance of the subconscious to the conscious mind. And I think if there's anything that if I could wave the magic wand, it would be, boy, I would sure like to reprogram some of the subconscious, because you're right. It would be a whole lot easier if everything was going in the same alignment.
Yeah, that's what our coaching does. I mean, we're not psychotherapists here at a Goal Acceleration Institute. What we do is skip all that. Sure, you got childhood wounds. Sure, you did stuff you don't even remember that set you up to have a phobia or whatever. We're not in that space. We're in the space of being able to accomplish goals fast. And one of the fastest ways to create that kind of alignment with your conscious and subconscious, your ant and the elephant, is to first find that emotional buzz. And couple that with what you never want to experience again. And I'm going to say this. This decision to go to the Olympic Games, how we started this whole thing, didn't happen because, oh, I wanted to go to the Olympic Games. A lot of it was to do with standing at the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games, seeing my buddies march in the opening ceremonies, and me in the stands with a ticket. And that was a defining moment. It was a decision right then and there, never again. And so get that state of the emotional buzz and what is absolutely unacceptable from today moving onwards, and you will start to dial into that alignment of your ant and elephant.
Folks, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and that was powerful. And let me do this. As we wrap up this show, let me encourage everyone to pick up a copy of Vince's books, The Age of Speed, which we first started talking about, and The Ant and the Elephant. And let me say this, you can find them at Vince's website, vincepocente.com, VincePocente.com, or you can visit Amazon and pick them up, or probably pick them up in a bookstore near you. I know, especially when The Age of Speed came out, I saw it all over Barnes & Noble. It was exciting for me. I know you were excited, but I was like, oh, I know that guy. It was really kind of cool. And I'll also say, if your organization is planning a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, you know, one that earns standing ovations time after time, visit Vince Pacente's website. I'm sure he'd welcome the opportunity to talk with you. Vince, thank you so much for joining me, and to all our listeners. Join us next week for more of Straight Talk, transformational talk radio to live by. This is Chuck Gallagher, and remember, every choice has a consequence. So here's to the power of positive choices in this age of speed. Thank you, and join us next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.